welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of November 18th. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and somewhat exhausted Melissa Hansen.
I am exhausted, but let me tell you.
What?
So, Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
Our thoughts are with Illinois and Chicagoland.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible storms, tornadoes, kind of thing. In Dallas, it's 85 and sunny.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I had checked into my parents because I saw that the Bears game had been suspended and they were ready to evacuate Soldier Field. And I had seen friends on Facebook on my phone say the tornado sirens are going off. And I'm like, what the hell?
Well, I guess Southern Illinois, a couple smaller towns, got it really bad. And then Pekin, Illinois.
Ooh.
Got it.
Wow.
From what I'm hearing. But it's really beautiful here.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's been temperate here. We had rain today, but it's been, I don't know, upper 40s, low 50s.
So we're going to cool back down into the 60s this week where we should be.
Oh, all right.
This is an anomaly.
All right.
So
I just had to get new tires before the snow comes.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was your weekend entertainment like?
I watched some horribly offensive movies.
Oh, okay.
That I was not at all offended by and that were hysterically funny.
Oh, okay.
So I rewatched Zack and Mary Make a Porno, which I actually like. I'm like the one person I know that actually likes that movie.
All right.
So
not one of Kevin Smith's best films.
That depends who you talk to, but yeah, I get it's different.
Yes.
I really like it. And I the Brandon Routh and Justin Long stuff.
Yes, it was very
like
fun.
That kills me, which is such a small part of it.
Yeah.
But Justin Long in that movie kills me.
Well, and this was Seth Rogen before he became super huge.
So, saw that, which I like. Horribly offensive. Like, beyond offensive. I think it's hysterical. Rewatched Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
Which, I saw that in the theater when that came out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, like, packed, but it was, you know, maybe half full, let's say. I literally, this is not hyperbole, I was the only person laughing in that theater.
Oh, my God.
I was stifling my laughter because I felt so self-conscious because no one else was laughing. And I thought it was hysterical.
Yeah.
So that, and then finally just watched This is the End.
Okay. So I saw this in the theater, and I'm very curious to see what you think.
I have never snorted and gasped for breath so much in whatever, an hour and a half. I was laughing hysterically. I could not breathe.
Well, I mean, you've got to love Michael Cera dying an incredibly horrible death.
And just that they, yeah, like the complete, so the setup is, there's all these actors who play themselves.
Right.
Technically. And it's Seth Rogen and then Jay, how do you say his name?
I used to say it Bucarell, but it's pronounced differently.
Baruchel.
Yeah, something like that.
We can go something there. Anyhow, it's them like hanging out and then James Franco's having a party at his new house.
Yes.
So they go and there's all these celebrities hanging out at this party and then all of a sudden the apocalypse starts.
Yep.
And everyone starts dying horribly and the earth opens up. And so you're stuck with James Franco, Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, Jay, whatever his name is, Craig Robinson, and Danny McBride.
Oh my God.
Stuck in this house with apocalypse, like fire and hell and brimstone and demons are running around outside.
Well, and preface this by saying that the rapture happened. So
yes.
It took all of the good people and left all these other people behind.
So it left everyone in Hollywood.
Yes, right? Yes.
Yeah. So they're trying to figure out what happened. They think, of course, it's a big earthquake, whatever. But anyhow, so it's these like six crazy ass guys stuck in a house, running out of food and water, whatever. And just, it's them. You know them. It's just nasty, disgusting humor.
Emma Watson.
I literally almost peed myself. I like had to like totally clench when Danny McBride and James Franco are like simulating jacking off. It's completely inappropriate. It's completely offensive. And it's the stuff I love and think is hysterical.
All right. So here is my issue with this film.
Okay.
It's a joke that goes on too long.
There was one part. Okay. Jonah Hill gets possessed.
Yes.
And that kind of part, that segment there towards the end was forced through or something, I felt was a little long.
So what my feeling
otherwise,
was...
I was with the joke the whole way. I didn't care how long it went.
Yeah. So it gets, you know, it's in this house. It's all of the weirdness that happens in this house as hell's breaking loose outside. When you get to the point where they venture outside the house, all of a sudden I got the feeling that if I was stoned, it would have been funnier. You know, it's like a Cheech and Chong movie. You get to that point where the joke is funny, and then you really need some kind of controlled substance to get through the last 15 minutes of the film. It's just a long...
Before that point, again, that's kind of where it kind of dragged a little bit for me, like three-fourths of the way through.
Yeah.
I sat there, I'm actually like, how are they going to end this?
Yes.
And then the ending was like...
I agree with you.
It was like one of the best endings of a movie ever.
So far out of left field, but it was hilarious. And I do have to say that one moment with Danny McBride and Channing Tatum got me as well.
Yeah, I'm like, how did they get him to do this? Did they get Channing Tatum to do this scene? Like, he's on screen for, what, a minute total?
Yeah.
I cannot believe. And again, the rest of the cast, so it's mainly them. But, like, yeah, Michael Cera, you mentioned, Emma Watson, Rihanna.
Oh, my God.
Like, Paul Rudd, like, McLovin, David Krumholtz.
Yes.
Like, all these people are in it for, like, you know, a minute or two each.
Yeah. And I guess...
completely offensive. If you find anything offensive, if you find drug use, sex, anything offensive, you will be offended by this movie.
This is an equal opportunity offending film.
All in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like religion, like both, like
political Judaism, parties, everything. Yeah, you name it. Yeah.
If you're a woman, if you're gay, if you're any religion, you will be offended.
Yes. And Danny McBride really does steal the final third of the, you know, of the film.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, it's just so over the top though. That's what makes it not offensive to me.
Yeah.
Makes it funny and not offensive. They're not being real with any of this. They're so over the top.
Well, when Satan shows up at the end and has a huge shlong.
Spoiler.
Sorry.
That gets hacked off.
Yes.
And he picks it up and is holding it.
Yes.
Like whatever, 10-story-tall Satan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That tells you right there whether you will like this movie or not.
Yes.
That's all you need to know. The previous 5 minutes of conversation were pointless.
Yes. There you go. Did you see the Doctor Who 50th anniversary prequel?
No.
All right. I want you to stop. I will stop recording so that you can go and watch it because I want to get your opinion on this.
Okay.
So what'd you think?
It's interesting. It leaves you asking and wondering. And
yeah, so...
It's a great setup because it makes me want to see what happened and watch it.
Right. Which kind of, you know, we had talked about the fact that there's what Matt Smith is supposedly the 11th Doctor, but there was this John Hurt Doctor in between, who now we know is not a doc. He's not considered a doctor at all. He's considered a warrior.
Yeah. But it's still him. It's it just brings up all these questions.
Yeah.
That now I can't wait to get answered by the special.
Right. And not only do you bring back the Paul McGann Doctor, who we only saw once in this made-for-TV movie.
That was pretty sweet. I think anytime they do a nod to the past.
Yeah.
And I don't really know it and get it completely.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do more that I don't pick up on.
Yeah.
You know, I watched Tom Baker stuff on PBS, like when I was a kid with my dad.
Yeah.
So I watched it back then, but I don't really remember it.
Right.
And I didn't watch it straight through, and I haven't gone back, and I don't know all the trivia.
Right. Like the Sisterhood of the Karn apparently was a Tom Baker thing, that he went and visited this world. Yeah. They were an outpost of Gallifrey. So Tom Baker's doctor was familiar with this. So there's a bunch of websites that talk about all the references that are made in just this 6 minute.
Yeah. You can go back and find out what everything means, and it's brilliant what they do.
Yeah.
I just can't pick up on it. So just if someone, this is it. I'm totally into the new show. I've watched them all kind of thing. I have a general knowledge of the old show in quote marks.
Right.
But yeah, so the perspective of someone fan of the new stuff, like, it's interesting. I'd be like, wait, who, what? I want to find out more. So it's, it helps me want, like, but then again, is there anybody who would watch this, doesn't already want to? Do they need to intrigue us?
Right.
No.
Yeah. And I saw a quick clip of an interview with David Tennant that said what Stephen Moffat does with this 90-minute special is that it propels the mythology of the show forward in a very different direction than what we're used to.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good.
So,
do it. Shake it up.
And that's exactly what apparently it's going to do, is shake things up.
Good. Why not?
Yeah.
We've had how many seasons with this, with different doctors, but still very, very similar.
Yeah.
But very different from the original stuff, too. So let's shake it up again.
So we'll get this, and then we'll get Peter Capaldi in the Christmas episode.
Yep.
So.
Wow. I'm going to miss Matt so much.
Yeah, I know.
I've said it before, and I love watching Tom. I'm going back and watching the new show stuff, and I'm in the middle of, like, the Tenet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I love him. I love watching him, and I totally get why he's people's favorite doctor.
Yeah.
And I like him. He may be my favorite doctor, but I think Matt embodies the doctor the best of them all. Yeah. So I will be sad to see him leave and to know that we're not going to get more from him.
Right. All right. Well, not a whole lot of new news at the box office this week. It's kind of looking like it was last week, isn't it?
Yeah, fairly close to it. Thor, Dark World, $38 million.
Yep.
The Best Man Holiday. That's the new one with $30 million.
Yep.
All right, then. Last Vegas, just under $9 million.
Which my parents went to see and they liked it.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Yep.
Death Hold?
Yep.
Yeah. Freebirds, just over $8 million. And then Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa.
God.
$7.7 million.
And 12 Years a Slave, what many feel is the best movie of the year, is still languishing at the bottom with $4
million. Yeah, it hasn't even made $25 million total.
Yeah. Next week, big movie, start off the holiday season, Hunger Games Catching Fire.
Yeah.
I know people are so excited about this. I saw the first one. I reviewed it for Verdict. I enjoyed
it. And you really liked it. Now, you didn't read the books.
I have not read the books.
And you really liked the movie.
I did, but I'm not excited about seeing the sequel.
No, but I read the books.
Oh, all right.
I read Hunger Games, like, the day after I finished it, I watched the movie, and then I read the other two books.
Okay.
The movie left me very flat.
And I've heard that from people who like the books. They're like, it was a disappointment.
So much interesting in it, which, again, the book's always better, but still, there was stuff that I really wish they put in that they didn't, whatever. And I think she's great. I think Jennifer Lawrence is great in it.
Yeah.
And Woody Harrelson in it, and Elizabeth Banks. I think they're excellent in it.
Yeah.
It left me flat. And this is a wait for DVD. Yeah. I'll catch it sometime because I want to see how they portray stuff, but eh.
Yep. Nothing doing for me there. The other movie coming out this week is Counter Programming. It's Delivery Man with Vince Vaughn. About the guy who fathered forget how many kids by doing sperm donations.
Yeah. All right, then.
So, but it was funny because Dave Johnson just reviewed The Internship with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson for Verdict.
Yeah.
And he talked about just what a painful experience it was sitting
through
that.
Yeah, and
this
is a remake.
Yes.
Of I can't remember.
Is it a French comedy?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's French.
Yeah.
Which was supposed to be a really good movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, if you're not lining up in the middle of the night to go watch Hunger Games and want to see what's coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, we've got Disney's Planes, Edgar Wright's World's End, not to be confused with This Is the End.
Right. They both came out really close in time.
Yeah.
And they're both very funny apocalyptic movies, but, yeah, pretty offensive.
Yeah. The pot-smoking or pot-selling comedy We're the Millers, Star Trek The Next Generation Season 5 on Blu-ray, and then Two Guns with Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah.
Over at Redbox, you've got Guillermo del Toro's Pacific Rim, Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy in The Heat. You've got the biopic that Lindsay Lohan was supposed to do called Loveless.
Mm-hmm.
Which Amanda Seyfried, I never know how to pronounce her name. Seyfried?
Everybody says it different. It's one of those things. Like, I listen, and I'm like, okay, that's it. And then somebody
forget about it. Right.
Yeah, some other, like, announcer will say it, and I'm like, that's not how the other guy said it. Yeah.
And then the JFK-themed film Parkland, which was about the hospital where the president was taken after he was shot. Starring Zac Efron, of all people.
Yeah, that's an eclectic cast.
Yeah. Over at Netflix this week, we're starting to get some other interesting things. Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, which was the very first one. Francis Ha, which Criterion just released a special edition. Patrick Brownlee is reviewing that for us. Mm-hmm. George Clooney in The American, which was probably the last of his... When the studios were trying to make him into an action star. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. This was kind of the last of those pictures. And then Fun Size, which was Nickelodeon's kind of big screen Halloween adventure starring Victoria Justice.
Oh, right.
About a girl who was babysitting her brother on Halloween, and he got away, and they had to go and find him.
He got away. He escaped like it's a rabid monkey. 10-year-old rabid monkey, same thing.
On the loose on Halloween. over at Hulu, just in time for Thanksgiving dinner, Cannibal Holocaust.
Oh, yum.
Which Daryl Loomis said is one of the most disturbing films he's ever seen.
And Daryl sees some disturbing films. Yeah. So, yes. Wow. That's saying a lot,
that
actually.
That is saying a lot. The docu-comedy The People versus George Lucas, which were all the fans who hated the second set of Star Wars films, and they were, you know, suing George Lucas because he ruined their children, their childhood.
Yeah, is there other fans that didn't hate?
I don't know. I'm sure they're out there somewhere.
It's a class action lawsuit from everyone about it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
There's stand-up comedy specials from Joan Rivers, Cat Williams, and Bill Engvall. And then several different virtual fireplaces for your holiday entertaining.
Nice.
All at Hulu this week. And that's what I've got for streaming and physical media.
Okay. Well, TV on Monday, BBC America is gearing up.
Yep.
Because they have Doctor Who, Tales from the TARDIS, and The Science of Doctor Who.
Nice.
A couple specials about the show. Tuesday, David Blaine, the magician.
No, he
has a special. I don't think he's like living in a cave for a year or something for this one. Remember he did? Didn't he, like, he hung somewhere and then he was like.
Then he was in a plastic box for a while.
Yeah, like above Central Park or whatever it was. Anyhow, if you are missing him, Tuesday night ABC special. Wednesday night TLC is launching its new show called Buying the Nude. The Naked Realtor. It's literally like a realtor for nudists, like in nude colonies.
Holy
kind of
crap.
Thing. Yep. All right. Thursday, COVID Affairs, season finale on USA. Friday, I think that's probably one of our final fall premieres until we get into midseason. But Nikita is finally back on CW.
Oh, yeah.
Holdover from last week. Tom Brokaw, NBC Friday Night, has a special called Where Were You? The JFK Died.
Okay.
So that stuff will die down now.
Let's hope so.
And then Saturday, the Day of the Doctor.
Yep.
BBC America and everywhere.
Yeah, and then if you want to go to the movie theater on Monday, you can watch it on the big screen.
Yeah. So, all right, Saturday night, we got some funny coming up, too. Comedy Central, new special. Bill freaking Cosby.
No!
Far from finished.
Holy crap.
What was that? And then if old school isn't your thing, Sarah Silverman on HBO has a special called We Are Miracles.
Nice.
Sunday, ABC has American Music Awards, so you can see young women parading their hoo-has. And then season finale of Boardwalk Empire on HBO. And then HBO has premieres of a couple comedies. Getting On and Jamie, Private School Girl.
Okay.
Which is a spinoff of some other thing that I know nothing about because I'm too old. HBO. All right. Music this week. Well, kind of part music, part storytelling and readings and anyhow, but it's out on CD and digital, An Evening with Neil Gaiman and Amanda Palmer.
Oh.
They did a tour together like a year or two ago.
Okay.
Okay. And it's her singing, and it's him doing readings, and just all kinds of cool stuff. So they're releasing a bunch of performances from that on disc.
And just so you know, on the Neil Gaiman note, he is very actively involved in all of these Doctor Who specials. So you will see his talking head in reference.
Yeah, he's everywhere this week.
Yeah.
Okay, Daughtry has a new one called Baptized. Mm-hmm. Some live stuff. Rush, Clockwork Angels Tour.
Really?
Live album from them. Mm. And then Crossroads Guitar Festival 2013. Eric Clapton runs it, and he's on that. And then you got like B.B. King and all kinds of really great new stuff.
That's good, because he's boring on stage. He better have somebody else to back him up.
All right, then. Let's see. The Book Thief soundtrack, which John Williams did the score to.
Oh.
The cast recording for Marry Me a Little, which is Sondheim.
Okay.
And then why this is coming out now, I have no flippin' idea. But it's David Schwartz, his soundtrack for Arrested Development.
You know what? They had never done anything before. You could go to his website and get music tracks. And it's great music. It's this jazzy, fantastic stuff that I used to download.
It's great stuff. Why wouldn't they release this like when the show came back?
I have no
idea. Why now? It's so random timing.
I don't know. For your holiday gift giving.
It's just random.
Yeah.
Okay, books. Still, it's been a couple weeks, and we still don't have to say his name this week. Mm. But David Baldacci has a new one in his Sean King and Michelle Maxwell series. It's the sixth one in that series. King and Maxwell is the name. And then Janet Ivanovich, her Stephanie Plum, number 20. It's called Take Down 20. Cool. And then we have a memoir. Let Me Off at the Top, My Classy Life and Other Musings by Ron Burgundy. That is nice. In print this week.
Nice.
And then A Story Lately Told, Coming of Age in Ireland, London, and New York. It is an autobiography by Angelica Houston.
Ooh, now that would be interesting.
The first book. It's about her childhood. In a year, she has another one coming out about her adult life.
You know, and you think about the people that she grew up with. I mean, her father being just this amazing director to begin with, but just the number of people that she grew up with, and then becoming this amazingly talented person on her very own.
Right, and the people she hung out with, and the things... The crazy ass stuff she was a part of.
The romance with Jack Nicholson.
Well, she was in the living room when Roman Polanski raped.
I didn't know that.
At Nicholson's house.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and she was like in the other room at the time and shit.
Wow.
Yeah, so like there's crazy ass stuff. Anyhow, this is her childhood. Very interesting, and I'm sure she's got enough stories for two books. Easy.
Jeez.
Okay, let's see. Another autobiography, Buckham, the autobiography of Buck Owens.
Oh.
He wrote that with Randy Poe.
Okay.
And then, let's see. Oh, yeah, the Pope has a book.
What?
Open Mind, Faithful Heart, Reflections on Following Jesus. And this is a Pope I can get behind, man.
Yeah, he really has proven to be someone... worth his weight in gold.
You know what? Anybody who scares Sarah Palin is aces in my book.
Yeah.
She's just like, she's afraid of the Pope. Like, she thinks he's too liberal and too... yeah. She's speaking out against the Pope.
There was a picture that I saw going around Facebook. It must have been this past week where he was physically consoling a horribly disfigured man.
Yeah.
And again, it's like the whole Jesus and the lepers thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. He walks his talk. I don't agree with some of his talk.
Yeah.
But at least he walks it, man.
Yeah.
Big time. All right. Theater news. The latest Disney adaptation is being prepared for the stage.
What?
The Princess Bride.
Wow.
Yep. So that, I mean, obviously we don't have dates or anything on that, but the creative team is working on it.
Wow.
That will be Disney's next theatrical endeavor.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I'm sure I will fill you in on that once we get casting and dates and everything.
Wow.
So.
All right. entertainment news this week. The Simpsons producers have signed what is being considered the most lucrative deal ever for a non-network franchise.
Okay.
$750 million for the syndication rights to the series, all 24 episodes thus far, or all 24 seasons and 530 episodes.
Yeah. I'm like, a lot more than
yes.
those in episodes.
Starting August 2014 for the FXX network. So it's a spin-off.
How many do they need?
I don't know. I think they've got three, four, maybe five of them right now.
Yeesh.
But this will be the only place on cable that you can watch The Simpsons starting in August.
That's a big deal. Cost them a huge chunk.
Yes.
Wow.
The long-rumored Paddington Bear CG feature film is finally coming to life, courtesy of Harry.
So excited! Seriously.
Harry Potter producer David Heyman and Colin Firth will be voicing Britain's most beloved.
That is so brilliant. I'm so psyched. I love Paddington. I used to watch it PBS when I was a kid kind of thing. Oh, so excited.
Paramount has greenlit sequels for both World War Z and G.I. Joe, since there's nothing else on the horizon for them with franchise potential. And another indication of how desperate the studio is right now, they are turning the Patrick Swayze film Ghost into a television series.
Oh, good lord. Is it going to be like a sitcom? Wacky adventures?
Well, it's Akiva Goldsmith, who has been involved in projects from the original Batman to A Beautiful Mind. So it's very hit. His stuff is very hit or miss. Coming to reality TV this next year, Mark and Donnie Wahlberg, with a show focusing on their Boston restaurant and their older brother Paul, who runs the place. It's called Wahlburgers.
Which is the name of the restaurant, because it's the burger restaurant. Right. And their mom's going to be on it and shit. And I remember Alma back from, like, the frickin' 80s.
Yeah.
She is a tough bitch.
Oh, boy.
She is going to be fun to watch, I can tell you that.
Well, they've got, like, 9 kids in the family, right?
Yeah, so they are.
It's,
like, huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark's, like, the baby. But I don't know how much Donnie and Mark will really be on it.
Yeah.
It's more about Paul and, like, their mom and stuff and running a restaurant. But it should be fun.
Last week, we talked about Netflix developing several Marvel Comics series, the first of which now has a creative powerhouse behind it. Writer-producer Drew Goddard of Lost and Alias fame is going to be taking on Daredevil.
Nice.
So, and everything else will probably fall into place after that. The CW is looking to replace their retiring series Supernatural with a reboot of George Romero's 80s anthology series Tales from the Dark Side. From Hawaii Five-O's Roberto Orci, Alex Kurtzman, and Stephen King's son Joe is actively involved in this.
Cool.
You may or may not remember, Darkseid was kind of a half-assed attempt to cash in on HBO's wildly popular Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah. And then they did a movie.
Yes. Or a couple
with
movies,
Christian Slater got, like, his brain pulled out by a mummy or something.
Bordello of Blood or something like that.
It was, like, Tales from the Darkseid, the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyhow.
Next summer, we'll see a Herculean battle at the box office with Lionsgate's Hercules the Legend Begins, starring Twilight's Kellan Lutz.
Okay.
Followed closely by Brett Ratner's Hercules, which stars Dwayne Johnson.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Just bring back Kevin Sorbo.
There you go.
That's what I say.
And one last note, Dame Angela Lansbury, always a class act, was recently asked about her thoughts on NBC's remake of Murder, She Wrote. And this is what Angela said. I saw Octavia Spencer in The Help and thought she was absolutely wonderful. A lovely actress. So I wish her well. I just wish it wasn't in Murder, She Wrote.
Nice.
She went on to say that, you know, Murder, She Wrote is all about Jessica Fletcher and Cabot Cove and those characters, and she would rather have them see them call it something else.
Right. Like, do a similar thing, but don't actually make it Murder, She Wrote. Because it's not the same character.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's all I've got for entertainment news.
Okay. I have, like, Kardashians being nice news.
What?
Seriously. So, for last week, Veterans Day, they actually had, like, a yard sale. Like, the Kardashians can put her bras in and stuff. But seriously,
oh,
like,
gross.
Like, no, but, like, stuff around your house and clothes, you know, getting rid of. They actually had, like, a yard sale.
Yeah.
And they gave the money. They raised like $6,000 from it, and then they doubled it, which, again, $12,000 is really nothing for the Kardashians.
Pocket change.
But still, they did something nice. So I think we got to give them credit for that. And they gave the money to No Kid Hungry Foundation and the Greater LA Fisher House, which provides housing for families of wounded veterans.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they did that, and then they donated whatever items were left, and it seems like they were all in on it. So,
well, my only question is, were they filming it for the television series?
Oh, I'm sure they were.
Let's see. That kind of discounts it right there for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, they know the word's going to get out. They did it. I don't know. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt. So okay. Nice Kardashian news this week.
There you go.
I'm sure they'll be back to, like, well, next week, so don't worry.
Do we have a contest this week?
We do. Our contest is I Am Zozo.
Oh, this is a horror movie, isn't it?
It's like a Ouija board. But the entity that's, like, talking eventually reveals itself, and its name is Zozo.
Jeez.
And, quote, and as the terrified teens are about to discover,
yes.
Once you make contact with this ancient demonic force, you're no longer playing a game. Game is playing you.
Dun, dun, dun. Well, as always, thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you listening to DVDVerdictPresents.com. We appreciate you reading our reviews over at DVDVerdict.com and checking out the news at DailyVerdict.com. Until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
Just petty days. Just bubble days. Goodbye, 20.